昨天晚上又一个强烈的地震发生在日本。
Yesterday night there was a very strong earthquake in Japan.
每当有这样的事情的时候，都给我们一个非常实际的提醒。
Every time something like this happens, we're strongly reminded of something.
如果我们也在当中的话，那会是怎样
？If we were among them, then what would it be like?
可能我们会跟很多人一样，我们的人生、我们的生活将会有一个很大的改变。
Perhaps we would be like many of them, and there would be a great change in our life.
甚至可能我们的家庭会有一个很大的变化。
And maybe in our families there would be great change.
甚至很有可能我们也丧失了生命。
We might even lose our lives.
当一个人丧失了生命，他好像跟世界上许许多多的事情就结束了。
If one loses their lives, they lose a lot of the things in the world.
但是圣经告诉我们每一个人死后还有审判，还要面对着审判。
But the Bible tells us that after death we must face judgment.
我们一个人死了之后，是不是能够像路加福音十六章那个拉撒路在亚伯拉罕的怀中呢？
After we pass away, can we be like Lazarus in Luke chapter 16 in the bosom of Abraham?
所以我们是不是也在发生事情的当中，这已经不是最重要的。
So whether or not we are in a great catastrophe, that's not what's most important.
最重要的我们是不是一个求告主名的人。
What's most important is whether or not we call out in the name of God.
圣经告诉我们，一个求告主名的人，他就必得救。
The Bible tells us that if we call on the name of the Lord, we will be saved.
一个求告主名的人，他一定会在亚伯拉罕的怀中。
If we call on the name of the Lord, we will definitely be in the bosom of Abraham.
所以保罗他强调着，这个福音就是神的大能。要救一切相信的人。
So Paul tells us that this gospel is the great power of God that will save everyone.
不但救我们将来能够在亚伯拉罕的怀中。
Not only to save us so that we can be in the bosom of Abraham.
在我们活在世界上的时候，也在很多的层面上面要救我们。
But also in this life, God will save us in many ways.
保罗他就是一个求告主名的人，他就是一个得救的人。
Paul was someone who called on the name of the Lord, and he was someone who was saved.
他相信主耶稣要再来。
He believed that Jesus would come again.
所以他也努力的在为主耶稣的再来做准备。
And so he very diligently prepared for the second coming of Jesus.
但是他活在这个现实的世界里头呢，他是一个很正面的人。
But in this limited world, he was a very positive person.
耶稣的再来并不等于我们就过着一个很消极的生活。
Just because Jesus is coming again doesn't mean we live a very passive life.
我们看保罗呢，虽然他那么热切的希望耶稣再来，但是他也是一个生活很正面、很积极的人。
Even though Paul was eagerly waiting for the second coming of Jesus in this life, he was very active.
这个正面呢是一个很好的字眼。
He was very positive and he was very active, and this is a good term.
生活的态度如果正面，会让一个人生活得很积极。
If we have a positive outlook on life, we will have a very active lifestyle.
那生活很积极，生活就充满着力量。
And if we have an active lifestyle, then we will have a life of strength.
有力量的生活才会是丰富的。
And a life of strength will be a fulfilling life.
我们最近都在查考保罗的书信。
Recently, we've all been studying the letters of Paul.
那我们看到保罗呢，他是一个，无论在他是一个在他的性情上、情绪上，都是一个非常成熟的一个基督徒。
And we can see that Paul, whether he was emotionally very mature.
原因就是他是一个态度很正面的人。
And this was because he had a very positive attitude.
有四封的书信是他在罗马的狱中所写的。
A couple of the books that he wrote were written while he was in prison in Rome.
比如在腓立比书里头，保罗说我们都要喜乐。
And for example, Philippians, Paul says that we must rejoice always.
那为什么无论在任何情况下都应该喜乐呢？
And why should we rejoice always, whether in every circumstance?
因为保罗他实在体验到神所赐给人那种 出人意外的平安。
Because Paul had experienced the peace that transcends all understanding.
哦，那因为保罗知道有这种意外的平安，所以保罗啊，他坚持他的信仰。
Because Paul knew that there was this peace that transcends all understanding, he stood fast in his faith.
哦，他坚持着要遵守圣经给他的原则。
And he stood fast in his beliefs of the Bible.
哦，所以虽然曾经被下在监牢里，但是他在监牢里，他还是能够。不但祷告神，而且还唱诗赞美神。
So although he was put in prison, he was not only able to worship God in prison, but praise Him and sing hymns in prison.
保罗在腓立比书第四章里头说，无论在怎样的境况之下，他都能够知足。
And in Philippians, Paul said that in every circumstance, he had learned to be content.
这就是保罗啊，他也能够超越了他所处的环境。
And so Paul was able to transcend his environment.
那因为他有这样的一个成熟的这种情绪性情，那所以呢，他也是一个有行动的人。
And because he was so emotionally mature, he had a very positive lifestyle, active lifestyle.
一个情绪不成熟、不稳定的人，在看事情。常常不会是正面的。
A person who is emotionally immature will not look at life positively.
那一个生活态度负面的人，他的生活也会缺少行动。
And if a person looks at life negatively, then they will not be very active.
当主耶稣拣选保罗的时候，保罗问了主耶稣一个问题。
When God chose Paul, Paul asked God a question.
他问主耶稣说，我应当做什么？
He asked, what do you want me to do?
这是一个很重要、很正面的一个问题。
And this is a very important and very positive question.
这也代表着保罗他是一个有行动的人。
And this represents, or this shows how Paul was willing to take action.
所以以后在传福音的过程里头，保罗他是一个思想积极、很正面、有行动的人。
And so while Paul was preaching the gospel, he continually had this very positive and active mindset.
他遇到了挫折，他不是就躲在角落里头。
When he faced troubles, he didn't hide.
他曾经被打得半死，人家以为他死了，把他丢到城外去。
Once he was beat till he seemed like he was half dead, and people threw him outside the city.
他醒过来了。他又进城里头去传福音。
After he came to consciousness, he went back into the city and continued to preach.
他也不会为了摆在前面的困难而他来觉得胆怯。
And he wouldn't become fearful because of the trials that were in front of him.
已经很明显的知道说他上耶路撒冷去会有困难危险等着他。
It was very obvious that once he went to Jerusalem, there would be trials awaiting him.
但是他也明白。这一趟路就是要完成神所交代他的工作。
But he also understood that this journey was to fulfill God's will for him.
所以他没有害怕的，他往前进。
And so without fear, he continued onward.
每个人的生活当中都有很多的问题，很多的担子。
And everyone in their lives, they have many problems and burdens.
常常这些担子让人觉得非常的灰心。
And sometimes these burdens will cause us to lose heart.
但是保罗他是一个不灰心不沮丧的人。
But Paul never lost heart.
如果看保罗的生活，当他成了基督徒之后，其实他在很多方面他是退步的。
If we look at Paul's life after he became a Christian, it seems that a lot of aspects of his life went backwards.
在过去他是犹太人，犹太上流社会的。青年的领袖。
In the past, he was a very highly respected Jew.
但是他信耶稣之后，他开始传福音之后，他就没有了这个社会上的地位。
But after he started preaching the gospel, he no longer had this high status.
通常有社会的地位也会带来比较比较舒适的生活。
And usually, if we with a high social status, they will have a more materially abundant life.
但是开始传福音的保罗，他并没有舒服的生活，他甚至常常要遭受到一些 皮肉之苦、啊、甚至饿肚子。
And, but when Paul was preaching, not only did he not live a comfortable life, but he often faced persecution.
哦，但是他很正面，他很积极，他不退缩。
But he very positively and very actively did not shrink away from this.
他还是关心着周遭许多还没有得救的人。
And he still was very concerned about all those who had not yet been saved.
哦，他还是努力的来做好自己的灵修，向着标杆来直跑。
And he still very fervently ran towards his goal.
那我们就来想，为什么保罗他能够有这一种正面积极所带来的力量？
And so we should think, how was Paul able to have such a positive and active
perspective? 我想这也是我们每一个人所在生活当中信仰里头我们所想要拥有的。
And I believe this is what we all want to have in our lives, our Christian lives as well.
好，我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's look at the book of Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章二十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 23。
二十三节啊，新约圣经两百八十六页，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Colossians 3:23, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men.
我想这是影响保罗的生活很深刻的一句话。
I believe this phrase affected Paul's life very greatly.
哦，所以他也用这一句话来勉励哥罗西的弟兄姐妹。
And so he also used this verse to encourage the brothers and sisters in Colossia.
哦，他说是从心里做，而且是为主耶稣来做。
He said to do everything heartily and as to the Lord.
哦，这就是为什么保罗他能够成为一个成熟而有行动的一个基督徒。
And this was why Paul was able to be a mature Christian who had very positive actions.
好，我们好好的去想这一句话，好好的把这一句话应用到我们生活的每一个层面。
And so we should think about this verse and use this verse in our lives.
好，我们就会体验到这一句话所带给我们的力量。
And if we use this verse in every aspect of our lives, then we will be able to experience the strength that this verse will give us.
好，第一个，我们想想看，我们应该做些什么事情来丰富我们的生命。
So we should think, what are things that we can do to enrich our Christian life?
好，从心里做，为主耶稣来做。
And we do it heartily as to the Lord.
因为主耶稣拣选我们，不但要赐给我们生命，而且是要赐给我们丰盛的生命。
Because God chose us not only to give us life, but more abundant life.
哦，那这是主耶稣给我们的应许。
And this is the promise that Jesus gave to us.
哦，所以我们就要想想看，我们做些什么事情来丰富我们的生命。
So we must think, what are some things we can do to enrich our lives?
哦，那我们从心里来做，为主耶稣而做。
And we can do these things heartily as to the Lord. 哦，
第一个啊，我想我们要很用心的更深入的来查考圣经。
I believe that first thing we should do is to study the Bible wholeheartedly.
因为神的话跟我们的生命的丰盛有关系。
Because the word of God has a great deal to do with our daily lives.
我们请参考约翰福音第十五章。
Let's look at John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章第七节。
John chapter 15 verse 7.
第七节，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
第八节，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Verse 8, by this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
一个生命丰盛的人他才能够多结果子。
A person who has abundant life, if only a person has abundant life, they will be able to bear fruit.
那为什么一个人的生命会是丰盛的呢？
And how can a person have abundant life?
因为他总是在主耶稣里头。
Because they often abide in God.
那在这里主耶稣说，常在我里头的，我的话也常在你们里面。
And Jesus says, if you abide in me, then my words abide in you.
所以这个是互相有关系的。
And so these things are interrelated.
一个人如果能够很深入的 来查考圣经，那么他就会在主耶稣里头，主耶稣也在他里头。
If a person is able to deeply study the Bible, then they will be in Christ, and Christ will be in them.
那主耶稣又应许说，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
And Jesus also promised that all that you and you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you.
人的祷告常常能够显示出一个人跟神的关系。
A person's prayer often can show their relationship between God.
一个人在祷告里头常常得到神的应允，常常去体验神，他的生命一定是丰富的。
If a person, when they pray, often experiences God, they will be able to have abundant life.
那在这里，主耶稣告诉我们，跟他的教训，他的话语有关系。
And Jesus says, tells us here that this all has to do with his words and his teachings.
所以我们要继续努力的来查考圣经，来明白神的教训。
And so we must continue to study the Bible and to understand the teachings of Jesus.
所以我们不但只是读圣经，我们甚至要把一些好的经节要背起来。
So not only should we read the Bible, we should memorize some of the good verses in the Bible.
不但读圣经，还要去思想圣经。
Not only should we read the Bible, but we should contemplate on what we read.
那我们不但读圣经，一些教会的出版物，这些属灵的刊物，我们也要去读。
We not only read the Bible, but we also read the publications that the church has.
我们应该做些事情来丰富我们的生命。
We should do such things to enrich our lives.
第二个就是常常的去数算神的恩典。
Second thing we should do is to constantly count our blessings.
在数算恩典当中，也自然的就会献上我们的感谢。
And when we count our blessings, we will very naturally be thankful to God.
一个有充满着感谢的生命，这个生命是丰富的。
And a person who is full of thanksgiving has an abundant life.
那为什么充满着感恩呢？因为数算神的恩典。
And why are we full of thanksgiving? Because we count our blessings.
那在数算神的恩典当中，神的应许是会让我们恩上加恩。
And when we count our blessings, the promise of God tells us that we will have grace upon grace.
这是一件事实啊，也非常的奇妙。
This is the truth, and it is very miraculous.
我们会发现，常常愿意将自己的恩典见证跟人分享的人，他总是会有不断的有神的恩惠来跟人分享。
And if we find that when someone has many blessings and is very thankful to God, they will always be willing to share it with other people.
那保罗说啊，他好像什么都没有，但是他是样样都有。
And Paul once said, although he seems as he has nothing, he has everything.
这就是因为保罗他会数算神的恩典。
And this is because he was able to count his blessings.
那我们在耶稣基督里头，我们本来应该就是丰盛的。
And since we are in Jesus Christ, we should have abundant life.
那我们不要当一个可怜的富有的人。
So because of this, we should not be a pitiful person living in abundance.
其实是很丰富的，但是因为没有去数算，所以觉得自己什么都没有。
It's as though even we live in abundance because we are not able to count our blessings. It seems as we have nothing.
有一个木匠，他信了耶稣之后，他非常的非常的虔诚。Carpenter.
There was a carpenter who, after believed in Jesus Christ, was very fervent.
尤其他每次要吃饭的时候他总是会祷告很久。
And before he ate, he would always say a very long grace.
在工作的场所他也是这样子。
And in his work, he also did the same.
所以他的同事就常常喜欢捉弄他。
So his coworkers like to tease him.
因为他祷告很久所以他同事就把他的午餐给他拿走，给他藏起来。
And so when he was saying grace, his coworkers would take his meal and hide it.
那甚至有时候是很恶劣的，就食物就那午餐就真的不还他了。
And some of them were very mean and they wouldn't return his meal.
但是这个木匠他还是很高兴。
But this carpenter was still very happy.
他说我一餐饿肚子无所谓。
He said, I might not be able to eat one meal, that's okay.
如果我没有主耶稣的话，那我何止一餐没得吃我现在不晓得会变成怎样。
If I didn't have Jesus Christ in my life, if I didn't have him, even if I had meals, I wouldn't know what my life would be like.
哦，原来这个木匠啊，他以前是一个酗酒的人。
Because in the past, this carpenter was an alcoholic.
哦，所以啊，他如果没有主耶稣啊，他可能没有了太太。
So if he didn't have Jesus, he might not still have his wife.
哦，他可能也没有了房子。
He might not have his house.
哦，他可能也没有了孩子。
He might not have his children.
哦，他可能也没有了工作。
And he might not have his job.
哦，但是现在因为有主耶稣，所以他这些他都有。
But now because of Jesus Christ, he had everything.
哦，他而且每一餐都有丰盛的一餐。
And he had a very abundant meal every meal.
哦，所以难怪他每一餐啊，他都要很用心的。祷告很久。
So no wonder every time he ate before he ate, he would have a very long grace, say a very long grace.
所以我们要很正面的想想看，我们能够做什么让我们的生命丰富起来。
And so we must very positively think about the things we can do to enrich our lives.
哦，这样子我们才能够除掉我们生活当中的这些愤怒愁苦。
And that way we can get rid of all our worries.
哦，我们才能够像保罗这样更有那一种原谅人的。的这种胸襟。
And we will be more like Paul, who had a very forgiving heart.
好，我们第二个，我们想想看，我们能够为家庭来做些什么事。
Secondly, we should think of what we can do for our families.
哦，从心里来做，是为主耶稣而做。
And we should do it heartily and for God.
哦，这个婚姻的制度是神所设立的。
Marriage was established by God.
哦，那家庭。也是神所要带领所要祝福的。
And God will bless us through our families.
所以我们在查考哥罗西书第三章后半段的时候、保罗也提到这个有关家庭的生活。
And so in the second half of Colossians 3, Paul talks about family life.
夫妻之间如何的来对待。
How to interact between husband and wife.
父母亲如何对待儿女。
How parents should treat their children.
儿女如何来对待父母亲。
And how children should treat their parents.
这些我们都要从心里来做，为主耶稣而做。
And we should do all this heartily as to the Lord.
我们无论是跟怎样的人在一起生活，我们彼此之间总是会有一些互相得罪啊，或者是做错的事情。
When we are among any kind of people, we will face people. We will hurt each other.
哦，我们不但要能够跟外边的人说道歉，我们也要会跟家里的人说道歉。
We not only need to be able to say sorry to people outside, but also to say sorry to our family members.
哦，我们很容易的对外面的人说谢谢。
It's very easy for us to say thank you to outsiders.
我们想想看，我们对家里的人是不是也这么容易的就说谢谢
？Let's think about if it's that easy for us to thank our family members.
有时候我们反而会忽略了自己家里的人。
Oftentimes we will actually neglect our families.
所以我们要从心里来做，为主耶稣来做。
So we need to think of what to do with our families heartily and as to the Lord.
有时候做父母亲的对孩子啊，不太容易表达出对孩子的那种言语上的爱。
Sometimes parents are unable to express their love to their children verbally.
哦，那我们要尝试着努力的啊，也要用我们的言语上来表达我们对孩子的爱。
But we should try to often verbally express our love to our children.
我们在家庭里头能够大家啊互相的欣赏对方为家庭所做的事情，而给对方一些赞美。
And we should be able to enjoy what our family members do for each other and to be able to praise them.
有时候我们很容易跟弟兄姐妹一起来谈论道理，查考圣经。
Oftentimes it's easy for us to gather with brothers and sisters and talk about the Bible and study the Word of God.
但是我们在家里头，我们有没有这样在做呢
？But do we do this in our family?
其实我们不要忽略了我们的家庭。我们在家庭里头，应该渐渐的也养成这种谈论一些道理，甚至一起来查考圣经的这种习惯。
We shouldn't neglect our families and should build up a habit of reading the Bible and talking about the Word of God amongst our family members.
我们有时候很容易帮助我们的朋友来发挥他们的一些长处。
Sometimes it's easy for us to help our friends.
来表现出他们的优点。
Oh, and we can express our praises to our friends.
哦，那我们知不知道我们家庭成员的优点呢
？But do we know the positive points of our family members? 哦，
这个有时候我们真的会忽略了我们的家庭。
So oftentimes we do neglect our family members.
哦，其实家庭是我们生活当中一个很重要的一个啊一个基地。
But the family is very important in our lives.
哦，所以我们要用心的从心里来做，为主耶稣来做，想想看我们能够为家庭做些什么。
So we should think about what we can do for our family, and if we can do it heartily as to the Lord.
啊，再来，我们的教会，我们也是同样这样的态度。
We should also have the same attitude towards our church.
哦，我们能够想想看，我们能够很正面的来为教会做一些什么事。
So we should think, what can we do for our church?
哦，因为我们知道教会就是主耶稣基督的身体。
Because we know the church is the body of Christ.
哦，所以教会就是彰显主耶稣的这个恩惠荣耀的地方。
So through the church, God's glory and blessings are manifested.
这个星期三，这个Arcadia 七在查考《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章。
On Wednesday, the Arcadia region was studying 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
哦，大家都感觉到说，这个帖撒罗尼迦教会啊，是一个成立不久的教会，但是它能够成为一个模范的，它可以说是一个模范的教会。
And everyone felt that even though the church in Thessalonica was not established for very long, they seemed to be a church that set a good example.
哦，我在想啊，这些弟兄姐妹啊，他们对教会就是从心里来做，为主耶稣而做。
And I believe this is because the members of that church did everything as to the Lord and heartily.
哦，所以啊，他们因为相信主耶稣，所以他们做了很多事情。
And so because they believed in Christ, they were able to do many things actively and positively.
哦，因为他们爱主耶稣，所以啊，他们啊有很多的劳苦。
And so and because they loved Jesus Christ, they were willing to put in a lot of effort.
哦，因为他们主耶稣成为他们的盼望，所以他们在生活当中，他们有很多的忍耐。
Because Jesus was their hope, they were able to have patience in their lives.
哦，所以当我们又从心里来做，为主耶稣而做，这教会啊，很容易的就会成为一个爱的家庭，成为一个模范的教会。
And so if we do everything as to the Lord and heartily, then our church will be as a loving family and be a good example for everyone.
教会有很多弟兄姐妹在付出。
In church, there are a lot of brothers and sisters who are giving up a lot.
我们是否曾经向他们表示过我们的谢意？
And maybe we have expressed our thanks to them before.
那不但谢谢他们，我们也应该跟他们一样努力的来为整个家庭来付出。
But we should not only thank them, but learn from them and also serve our church, serve this family.
哦，那我们是教会跟周遭的人的一个重要的桥梁。
And we are a bridge for the church and people outside.
哦，那我们也可以成为弟兄姐妹跟教会之间的桥梁。
And so we can also be a bridge for the members in church and the church.
哦，我们这个桥梁的工作如果做得好，人就可以感受到教会的美好。
And if we are a good bridge, then people will be able to experience how wonderful the church is.
哦，所以多想想看，我能够为教会做些什么。
So we should constantly think, what can we do for the church?
哦，我们尽量的避免不必要的这一种闲言传话啊，甚至批评。
And we should avoid gossip and criticism.
哦，我们多用一点时间为教会来祷告。
And spend more time praying for the church.
请看诗篇一百二十二篇。
Let's look at Psalms 122.
诗篇一百二十二篇第三节。
Psalms 122 verse 3.
旧约圣经七百五十三页，诗篇一百二十二篇第三节。
Psalms 122:3.
第三节，耶路撒冷被建造，如同联络整齐的一座城。
Verse 3, Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together.
啊，这个耶路撒冷可以指着教会。
Jerusalem can represent the church.
啊，那我们知道教会所指的就是耶稣的宝血所救赎的。
And we know that the church is comprised of those that have been saved by the blood of Christ.
啊，那教会就是我们弟兄姐妹。
And so the church is the members.
啊，那这里说要如同联络整齐的一座城。
And here it says that it's a city that is compact together.
哦，所以我们要常常想着，我如何能够跟弟兄姐妹之间有更好的这种联络跟团契。
And so we should constantly think about how we can have better communication and fellowship among brothers and sisters.
再请看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
第六节，你要为耶路撒冷求平安，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。
Verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, may they prosper who love you.
啊，这里。说到说要爱教会。
Here talks about how we need to love the church.
啊，要为教为教会来祈求。
And to pray for the church.
哦，那这样教会兴旺了，我们也蒙福了。
And so when the church is prosperous, then we will be blessed also.
再请看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
第七节，愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。
Verse 7, peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces.
这是大卫他对神的殿的这一种啊这一种关心这一种爱。
And this shows the concern that David had towards the church and his love towards the church.
哦，所以今天我们也同样的从心里来做，为主耶稣而做。
And so in the same way, we should do all these heartily as to the Lord.
再来最后一个层面，我们周遭还有很多还没有得救的人。
And finally, there are many people who are still not yet saved.
我们请看马太福音二十八章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
十九节，所以你们要弃使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣要我们让万人来做他的门徒。
Jesus wants us to make disciples of all nations.
所以我们要常常我要想到说，我们能够做什么来让更多的人来认识主耶稣。来归入主耶稣的名下。
And so we should constantly think about how can we call, find more people, make disciples of all nations and have people call on the name of the Lord.
哦，我们从心里来做，为主耶稣来做。
And we do this heartily as to the Lord.
哦，这样一定会带来力量，带来果效。
And this will most definitely bring strength and bear fruit.
哦，我们多留意着周遭正在寻求神的人。
And so we should heartily try to.Make disciples of all nations.
我们的身上常常带着这些福音的单张、福音小册子，有人需要，我们可以马上给他们。
And we should constantly have publications and different church items that we can hand out to people.
我们好好的把自己信主的这些经过整理一下。
And we should organize our thoughts about how we came to believe in Christ.
哦，有机会了，我们就可以跟人家分享我的故事。
And so when we have the opportunity, we can share them with them our story.
无论我们的故事多么的简单，我们的故事是最实在的，最能够感动人的。
Even if our story is very simple, it is this kind of the story, our own story that was most likely to touch people and bring them to Christ.
哦，信仰的经验，其实很多人所想要听到的是你本身的经验。
Most people want to hear our experiences with Christ.
哦，那我们为了主耶稣，我们要把我们自己的从主领受的恩典好好的整理一下。
And so we should organize our story of how we came to believe in Christ.
哦，那我们。也常常为先到的事情来出力量，来出钱，来祷告。
And we should often put our strength, our money, and our prayers into evangelism.
好，我们请再看回哥罗西书第三章。
Turn back to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章二十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 23.
二十三节，无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
23. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men.
好，这里说无论做什么，就是生活的每一个层面都应该用这种正面积极的态度。
Here it says whatever you do, which means in every aspect of our life, we should do everything heartily as to the Lord.
哦，从心里来做是为主耶稣做的。
Do it heartily as to the Lord.
哦，这就是为什么保罗他在世界上的生活是这么的积极而有力量。
And this is why Paul in his life was able to be so positive and very active.
哦，那这一句话也告诉我们。我们不是半时间的基督徒，我们是全时间的基督徒。
And this verse tells us that we are not Christian only half of our time. We are a full-time Christian.
我们是二十四小时的基督徒。
We are Christian 24 hours.
我们是七天的基督徒。
We are Christian 7 times a day.
我们是三百六十五天的基督徒。
We are Christian 365 days of the year.
所以做一个基督徒，他是非常的积极的，充满力量的。
So a Christian is very active and full of strength.
那当我们凡事从心里做，为主耶稣而做
，And when we do everything heartily as to the Lord，
哦，我们的生活就不再分属世或什么属灵
，Then our lives won't be split into the worldly life and the spiritual life。
哦，我们生活的每一个层面都是属灵的
，Every aspect of our life will be spiritual。
哦，这真的是一个再好不过的生活了
，And this is the best kind of life。
那我们一定能够成为基督精兵，带领教会往前进。
And by this we can be the Christian soldiers and lead the church.
哦，基督精兵不再只是一个口号，是一个实际的行动。
Christian soldiers, we will not only be Christian soldiers by word, but also our actions.
那我们要留意着，我们人很容易把一些好的事情给扭曲了 ，twist。
We often twist good things.
好，为神而做，这是好的。
Doing things for God is good.
但是我们不要误用，也不要滥用。
But we shouldn't misuse this.
好，我们最后请看雅各书第三章。
Let's finally look at James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章十七节。
James chapter 3 verse 17.
十七节，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温良、柔顺、满有怜悯、多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
十八节，并且使人和平的。是用和平所栽种的义果。
And 18, now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
当我们说我是从心里为主耶稣而做
，When we say we do things heartily，
我们的心应该是非常的平安的、喜乐的。
Our heart should be full of peace and joy.
我们一起同工的人应该也是很和睦的、很喜乐的。
And those working together should also be very peace, have peace among them and be very joyful.
我们周遭所接触的人应该也是非常和睦的、非常喜乐的。
And those we interact with should also be peaceful and joyful.
如果不是这样子
，If this is not the case,
我们就应该想一下、反省一下。
We should think and reflect.
可能是我们有所错误了。
Maybe we have done something wrong.
我们说的是。为主耶稣而做，其实可能里头有不对的动机在。
We say we're doing things for the Lord, but perhaps we have the wrong motive.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
102首。
102。 Please be seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's all make our final prayer.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们在生活的每一个层面，我们都是从心里做，为主耶稣而做。
Let's pray to God that in all aspects of our lives, we do everything heartily as to the Lord.
让我们的生活更丰富，更有力量。
That our lives would be more abundant and more full of strength.
好，那我们也继续为我们春季的灵恩布道会祷告。
Let's continue to pray for our spring spiritual convocation.
好，那我们也关心日本的地震。
And we should also pray for the earthquake in Japan.
好，我们能够做的，我们做。我们也为那个地区来祷告。
What we are able to do, let's do, and let's pray for that area.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.